prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today. Sorry about that. My microphone was turned down. We are doing physical culture radio for the first hour. We're going to answer lots of different questions from listeners, but we're also going to talk about two important topics, and that is making training a habit. This is 90% of the job, folks, and I have personal experience recently with this, and I want to talk about that with Brooks. Also, we're going to talk about a 75-year-old that is ready for action, and he was ready for action, and he saved lives. We're going to give him some honor and time today on the show. And then, of course, some listener questions. Later in the show, we're going to talk about treating multiple sclerosis with inclined bed therapy. I promise you, you're not going to believe what you hear. There is no treatment for multiple sclerosis known today. Those who suffer from it usually sink deeper and deeper into that, the depths of the disease, and it's very sad. The majority of women suffer from it. But someone may have discovered a way to actually reverse these symptoms. And it's very, very exciting because it's something you can do right now tonight after listening to this show. I just want to make sure everybody remembers that the Secret Word Contest is still in full effect. We will announce the winner on next week's Casual Friday. We're giving away two free massages at Massage Envy Spa. They are only in the United States. I'm sorry. So those of you who are listening abroad and in Canada, I don't think we can offer this to you. However, two lucky winners will win. The secret word will be announced during a commercial break. When you hear the secret word, email it into onair@superhumanradio.com and you're entered to win. And of course, always, always, always show All American Pharmaceutical, All American EFX some love because they are a title sponsor and they donate a lot of money to the show to keep it going. I can tell you that right now. And without further ado,
you're listening to Physical Culture Radio, home of dinosaur training. Now, here's the keeper of the flame of physical culture, Brooks Kubik.
As Brooks reaches into the box where he keeps the flame and lifts it up on the desk for the next hour, we endeavor Physical Culture Radio. Hi, Brooks. How are you?
Carl, I'm well, and I'm just thinking, what a great metaphor. We can... I need a box with the flame in it, like the Olympic torch, right?
Well, yeah, you know, and I was thinking about, you know, when we, every time I hear that role, I think of, I think of prehistoric man after he discovered fire. You know, they couldn't make fire, so they had to care for it and keep it. And someone was responsible for holding a, what was essentially a box. It probably was a coconut shell where they kept these, burning embers. And if, and the embers started to go down, he would add tinder to it and keep it burning. And that was his life's job, to keep the flame so that when it was time to start a fire that night, they were able to.
Yeah, the firekeeper.
Yeah, the firekeeper.
Yeah, cool stuff.
There you go. There you go. Anyway, this is really something that hits home with me, the whole making training a habit thing. Because I had a discussion with a guy at my gym today, young guy. I'm one of those people who pays compliments at the gym. I don't know if everybody else is, but when I see someone's progress paying off, I stop them and I say, you know, you look great, or I notice you've gotten thicker. I say those things. Mm-hmm. And this one young guy, he's probably, if he's in his early 20s, at that, and he has just undergone a metamorphosis in the past year. And he's not using any special supplements. He trains hard. He eats right. He sleeps right. He has become a dedicated physical culturist. So I happened to comment to him. You know, I paid him a lot of compliments over the past. So today I mentioned to him that, no, I'm doing a whole body routine for the next couple weeks. And then I'll go back to a split routine. I said, you know, it's just amazing how much harder a whole body routine is once you're strong, because you're moving heavy weight in each movement, you know, push, pull, and legs. And it just, and you talk about what was that peripheral blood flow training? You know what I'm talking about?
Peripheral heart action, PHA.
Yeah, I mean, whole body training is PHA because your legs get pumped, and then the body goes, oh man, we got to move all the blood to the chest because this idiot's doing a push movement now. Then it moves everything to the chest and shoulders, Then it's got to move everything to the back, and this is really gets your heart pumping. And so he said to me, why are you doing this? Are you doing it to get stronger? And I looked at him, I said, no, I'm just doing whatever I can do that keeps me in the gym. And and he said to me, you know what? You're right. That's 90% of it. And that really is it. Showing up and doing something for the long haul is where the progress lies, right?
That's absolutely true. And, that's something that people need to keep in mind when they're planning their workout schedules. You don't want to ever miss a workout. Okay. That's rule number one. You need to make it a habit. You need to make training a lifelong habit. The funny thing is, for some people, if you train too often, you miss workouts. For other people, if you don't train often enough, you miss workouts.
Right.
You know, so for example, three times a week training, three times a week total body training, for 100 years was sort of the established way to go for most trainees, because it was often enough that you made your training part of a regular weekly routine. You know, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, or, you know, whatever. You had your three training days, you woke up in the morning, and you thought, I trained today. Which is a little bit different than training, say, twice a week, where you might wake up on Thursday and say, you know, I got a lot to do today. Kind of cold, garage is going to be cold, maybe I ought to train tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you just don't quite have that habit. And so for some people, twice a week training works great, but it's because they make it a habit and keep it a habit. For other people, three times a week works better because that's how they form the habit. And there are some people that do better if they do something, not necessarily a hard, heavy strength training workout, but if they do something every single day, or 5 days, or 6 days. I mean, they need to do it a lot to develop the habit.
Right.
And developing the habit is the critical thing.
Right. And I think there is some leeway in the way you train, as long as you have a plan in mind. So, in other words, this week I'm doing 2 days on, 1 day off, 2 days on, 2 days off. So I'll train 4 days this week. But I'm going to hit every body part, every single one of those 4 days. And I'm looking forward to the weekend already. I could tell you, like, I'm so looking forward to Saturday and Sunday and just eating a lot and not doing much of anything except maybe some cardio, which I religiously do at least 20 minutes of cardio first thing in the morning. Generally between, I'd say, 5:30 and 6:30 in the morning. So I always do that. And that kind of just loosens me up and wakes me up. It's my cup of coffee since I haven't been drinking coffee again.
Mm-hmm.
But next week, I may train one-on, one-off for the entire week, if that's how I feel. But I usually make that decision by the second day, by how my body responded after the first day of training, depending on the type of training I'm doing. I make that decision on the second day based on how I feel, and then I kind of project that out for the rest of the week. But no matter how you look at it, it's my habit. In other words, that is not chaos. That is actually predictable chaos, if you want. You know, the way I start the week dictates how I'm going to train that week, but that's my habit. I do it every week.
And you know, we should hasten to note that you've been training for a long time. You're an experienced trainer. There are some people who really need more programming, more of a schedule.
Right.
Or a routine. And it's interesting, by the way, I mean, listen to the words. Program, training
right.
schedule.
Right.
Training routine.
Yeah.
These are not, you know, they're not accidental word choices. They have a meaning.
Right.
And the meaning is that you schedule your training, it becomes part of your regular routine, and it is a program that you stick with, or a program that you follow. As opposed to the modern thinking seems to be the workout, and you know, the workout is just go to the gym and do whatever. And I would argue that it's much better to do your workout in the context of a routine, a program, and a schedule.
Well, but here's the difference, right? Two places of learning, a university and a library. The university has a curriculum that builds progressively on the foundation of knowledge that you just received previously, so that there is an end point of acquisition over time. And a library, you just show up and say, oh, I think today I'll read this book and tomorrow I'll read that book. And neither one of them build on each other, other than they occupy your time reading. So you have to make a decision. Is your desire to progress in your training, add health, add years to your life, add strength to the movements, and everything else that that begets? Or are you just looking to go in and do the library routine where today I think I'll do this and tomorrow I'll do that, and you're not building on anything. You're not acquiring any progression and acquisition of anything.
That's a really interesting analogy. That's very interesting. And that's a really good way of putting it. You know, I think part of the whole getting into the habit of training, it starts with a goal. You have to have a very specific, firm goal. You know the old saying, conceive, believe, achieve.
Right.
And that starts off with conceive, which means you formulate a goal with as much clarity and specificity as possible. Then you need to develop a plan to accomplish the goal, to get to the goal. That becomes your training program. And your workouts are all steps that are part of that program, working one step at a time towards that goal. If you look at it that way, you know, you've got a long-term vision, you've got short-term steps or short-term actions, but it all ties together. It's all part of the overall plan. Similarly, you start college and you're taking, you know, freshman level courses, and 4 or 5 years later, hopefully, you're taking senior level courses. And as you said, you build on what you did earlier. So it's step by step and it's progressive. It's the same thing.
Right. Yeah. So what do you think the top reasons are that people abandon? There's a lot of people out there, they'll buy a book. Maybe they'll buy a book by one of your training books, or they'll subscribe to some online training program, or they'll even hire a personal trainer. And they start off with the intentions. And we're going to see this very shortly because January is right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And they make this commitment to make this a habit, but they don't seem to actually follow through with making it a habit. What can they do differently to ensure that they make it a habit?
Well, there's a couple of things. And we may need to go through two or three of the short ones and then come back to a little bit longer one after the break.
But,
a couple of the short ones. Everybody, particularly in the modern age, tends to go overboard when they start training. And so immediately they go on some kind of crash program, some kind of super program. And, you know, it's instant this, 2 weeks to this, 21 days to this. You know, basically it's the overnight miracle. And they go on a huge program with tons of exercises, tons of reps, usually lots of cardio, usually go on a very extreme diet along with it. And that can be either an extreme weight-gaining diet or an extreme weight-loss diet without any understanding that, you know, dietary changes are difficult on the system, as is jumping into a heavy training program. And most people never adapt to the program, and they never adapt to the diet, and they end up feeling like crap, and the next thing you know, in a couple of weeks, they stop and they take some time off, or they stop training, or they, you know, they bounce to the next program. I've often thought that, you know, the Monthly Muscle magazine has always been popular in part because most people follow a routine for about 3 weeks and then they quit, And then a week later, after they've not been training, they're looking for something new, and that ties into the cycle of a monthly magazine. That may be cynical, but I think it's true. The way to get around that, of course, is to use a training program that recognizes that if you are a beginner, guess what? You need to train like a beginner.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean that you go to the gym and you train 3 or 4 hours a day. It doesn't mean that you try to do maximums or you push yourself to failure or, you know, even that you train really hard. You train, but you train as a beginner should, relatively easily, and progressively increase the intensity of what you're doing. But it's a slow, gradual, progressive process. So that's one part of it. There's a longer piece of the puzzle that we probably want to come back to after the break.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's take a quick commercial break. In the meantime, visit BrooksKubik, KUBIK.com, to learn all about all of Brooks' writings, blogs, products in general. He's got an amazing cookbook, diet book, that is truly based around the ancestral diet. Check it out. Go to BrooksKubik.com. We'll be right back.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Kubik's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksKubik.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Kubik's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Kubik's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksKubik.com right now.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest Bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
The secret word is carbohydrate. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's Secret Word Contest. And good luck.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
At RUI-products.com, we offer the most accurately dosed high-quality peptides and research chemicals for all your laboratory needs. RUI-products.com is one of the oldest names in the business. Find out why the scientific community trusts RUI-products.com to provide the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SUPER15 and get 15% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best. RUI-products.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is Physical Culture Radio. Today we're talking about, right now we're talking about how to stay motivated to keep your commitments and make training a habit. You know, you don't have to make eating a habit because you're reminded to eat, right? You get hungry. You don't have to make sleeping a habit because you're reminded to sleep. You get tired. You don't have to make breathing a habit because it happens on its own. But training, you have to be reminded to do because we are mismatched for our environment today. 200, 300 years ago, we would have toiled in the fields and worked hard and expended energy from sun up to sun down. And we wouldn't have the need to find ways to quote unquote exercise, but today we do. And so staying on track and keeping it and making it a habit, like some of the other habits, like stopping at Starbucks on the way to work, is critical to your longevity and health. So what was the other longer tidbit of why you think people just bail out?
Well, it's more mental and emotional than anything else, and it's sort of a combination of things. One is they often do not have a specific long-term goal. And a long-term goal is an empowering thing. We've talked about that on previous shows.
Right.
You know, you decide you want to climb a mountain, and that means you start working really hard. You're at the bottom of the mountain, and you start going up, and you keep going. And if you really, really want to get to the top of the mountain, as you get higher, when it gets harder and harder and harder, you're going to keep going because of that goal, that vision, that dream. And a lot of people just don't do that. They start training, you know, because it's something to do, or they saw something or heard something, or, you know, something made them think, you know, I ought to start training, I ought to start working out, but they don't have a specific goal. So starting with a specific goal is something that keeps you training and really strengthens the training habit. The other thing, though, is this. A lot of people, and this is almost, you know, I think it's part of the result of the marketing, you know, the 21 days to this or the overnight this or
right.
The instant that. People basically discount the effort that it will take to make a significant transformation of the physical body. And a lot of people tend to believe that if they just start training, they'll get incredible results almost immediately.
Right. Well, because they fall prey to the pandering of these stupid commercials and stuff, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And related to that, you know, have you heard people say, if you have a goal that you want to achieve, be it education, profession, sports, athletics, strength training, bodybuilding, whatever, you have something that you want to do, keep it to yourself. Because if you share with others, this is my goal, this is what I want to do, people pat you on the back and they say, you know, oh, that's great, congratulations, terrific,
and
wonderful.
You've already experienced the accolades just by making the statement.
Exactly. It's almost like an affirmation. You know, you say, I'm going to win the Mr. Olympia. And you say to your friends, guess what? I'm training and, you know, I'm doing everything I need to do and I'm going to win the Mr. Olympia. And they say, wow, that's great. Congratulations. Okay. You know, which is ridiculous.
Right.
It's absurd. But in your own mind, you know, you've had all the positive feedback and the positive feelings just the same as if you had accomplished your goal.
That's amazing. That's a really interesting point. And if you're attaching them with the almost euphoric feeling that you believe you're going to achieve this goal, then you've essentially achieved the goal mentally, and now there's no need for the hard work.
Yeah, exactly. And the social media age, you know, just takes this and runs with it.
Yeah.
You know, someone goes to the store to buy a pair of workout shoes. Hi, this is me at the store taking a selfie of my feet as I try on my new workout shoes.
Right.
Post it. What do you get? Oh, wow, those are great. You'll go so fast in those.
You're going to crush it tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and the next thing you know, guess what? You don't even need to buy the shoes, much less use them, because you've already
experienced
right. the around the world social media attaboys or attagirls, you know, and it really can be a diminishing type thing. Now, you know, the other side of the coin is the crossing the Rubicon, burning your ships or burning your bridge behind you.
Right.
You know, when Julius Caesar took the Roman legions to the British Isles, obviously they got there by ship.
Right.
They didn't swim. When they got to the British Isles, the first thing he did was burn the ships.
They were committed to the fight now.
Yeah, it's like we win or die, we don't go back. It's one or the other.
Right.
Okay. And, you know, sometimes if you go public with a goal, you say, this is what I'm going to do. You know, sometimes you have that burning the bridges, crossing the Rubicon type moment, and it can be strengthening and empowering. You know, it's like there's no turning back. But
I know where the differentiation is.
It's very difficult, and there is a difference. What do you see as the difference?
Okay, so the difference is the personality of the person making the statement that I'm going to achieve something. So the one person is so determined they're going to do it that they feel compelled to tell people to keep them from backing out.
Mm-hmm.
The other person is telling people because, as you point out, they just want the immediate gratification of someone else's accolades. One person is doing it for himself or herself. The other person is doing it for the what they're going to get from the other people. They're not doing it for themselves. So, in other words, the person who paints themselves into a corner by saying, I am going to do this, they are doing that knowingly that once I put this out in the world, there's no turning back. I've just burned the ships. It's either do or die. The other person is doing it because they're not doing it for themselves. They're doing it for the other people who are going to respond to it, if that makes any sense. That's what I think.
I completely agree with you. I think you're perfectly correct. And I'm going to throw a movie reference out there. Rocky. The original Rocky movie, if you watch what happens to the Rocky character, he battles, and I was searching for a word that was different than battles or fights because in the context of the movie, that's a silly thing to say.
Right.
But I'll stick with battles. He battles this whole thing of going public with a huge challenge and because then having to internalize it. And you know, it's a really interesting thing.
And so what you just said, and here's the acid test for those of you out there listening to this and wondering what kind of person you are. If you refrain from posting these things because you're afraid to post them, not because you're afraid people will flame you, but because you're afraid of putting it out there because you know that there's no turning back. And so somewhere in the back of your mind, you're still toying with the idea of I'm not 100% committed. you're Rocky. But if you're somebody who posts every flipping thing you do and says, I'm going to do this, you're not Rocky. You're just doing it because you want that momentary rise in popularity amongst your friends. And you know who you are because you're the one who says you're going to do things and you never do any of them. You know who you are. But you know what? You can change. You can be Rocky. Just keep it to yourself long enough to make progress before you put it out there in the world. Because you should have a modicum of fear of saying, this is my goal. Because if you are truly committed to the goal, you know that if you fail at it, the failure will also be publicized. If you're not worried about the failure being publicized, you're not Rocky. That's what I say. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Physical Culture Radio.
In real world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SuperhumanRadio to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Physical Culture Radio. Later in the show, we're going to be talking about a method of therapy that you can do in your own home that may potentially reverse all the symptoms of multiple sclerosis. Also importantly, read my blog post from yesterday. They have now discovered glyphosate in tampons and other cotton hygiene products. This includes bandages and Band-Aids and everything else that uses cotton. This is really scary, but glyphosate in tampons, this is not a good thing for women. It's on the right-hand side of the website. And you should read my blog whenever I post something, because I usually write articles about stuff that's important. I don't just write articles just to write. I don't blog every day. I only blog when necessary. Okay, so now let's talk about a 75-year-old superhuman in Illinois. Tell the story, Brooks.
Okay. We are in a small town in southern Illinois in the public library. It's about 3:45 in the afternoon, so after school. There are primarily kids, elementary school kids, junior high, some high school kids, some young mothers with the little kids, and that's about all that, you know, that's about everyone in the library, mainly children. There's a man named James Vernon. He's 75 years old. Retired, plays chess, teaches chess, and he's actually teaching an after-school chess club for kids in the library. All of a sudden, door bursts open, and this young guy, 19 years old, runs into the library. He's got a hunting knife in each hand, big, long knives. And he screams something about wanting to kill a lot of people. And he turns toward the kids and he starts walking towards them.
Oh, sure. Kids are easy to kill, right?
Well, that apparently was what he thought.
Right.
James Vernon, 75-year-old chess teacher, stands up, puts himself between the young guy with the two knives and all the kids. And he tries to talk the guy down. But while he's doing it, he's watching the guy. The guy's carving his left forearm with the knife in his right hand.
He's carving his own forearm.
Yeah, yeah.
So at this point in time, you're figuring if he's doing that to himself, there's no telling what he's going to do to other people.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and he's already said that he has shouted that he wants to kill people. And the people in the library are kids age 7 to 13. And Vernon's watching him. And one thing that he notes is if he's carving the left arm with the knife in the right hand, he's right-handed. And if he's right-handed, if he takes another step forward and goes after James Vernon, our 75-year-old, the attack is going to come with the knife in the right hand.
Right, which also means he knows what lead foot he has to be on and everything. I mean, this guy's pretty sharp.
He's pretty sharp, and he's watching all of these things, and all of a sudden it happens. The guy lunges forward with the knife in the right hand, slashes at him. Now, here's the interesting thing. James Vernon is a retired military veteran.
Which means he was in Nam if he's 75.
If he was 75, I believe he was in the Army. I don't believe that he actually fought in combat. But, yeah, we're talking about Vietnam era.
Vietnam era, right.
And he had the complete military hand-to-hand combat training course more than 50 years ago.
Right.
Hasn't used it since. You know, it's not like someone who's studied martial arts his whole life. But when this young guy attacks with those two knives, all that training from 50, 55 years earlier kicks into play. He swings his hand up. He blocks the knife slash.
Right.
And the guy is able to cut his forearm, cut his hand, doesn't stop burning. He grabs the guy, somehow actually throws him with a sort of judo or jiu-jitsu type throw, lands him on a wooden table with his left hand underneath his body, which pins the knife in the left hand, puts it out of action.
Mm-hmm.
The guy still has the knife in his right hand. He's still trying to cut Vernon, and Vernon starts downward percussive blows with a closed fist on the guy's collarbone till his arm goes numb and he drops the knife. And then Vernon rolls him over, holds him down, and a couple minutes later the cops are there. James Vernon is covered in blood. Oh, and I meant to say, the second the guy lunges forward, the kids all scoot out the back door, and guess what? They're safe at that point.
Right.
You know,
because he's got the attacker's attention now.
Yeah, he's got the attacker's attention, and 3 minutes or less later, he's got the attacker, and then the police are there, and they've got the attacker. Vernon's covered in blood, you know, his arm and hand cut up pretty badly, but guess what? He's alive, kids are alive, none of the kids have been touched, and it's all because of a 75-year-old who was still physically able to overcome a life-and-death challenge.
Yeah.
And that's remarkable. That's just absolutely remarkable.
Yeah, yeah. Especially in this day and age where most 75-year-olds are relegated to a riding chair, a scooter chair, and, you know, a breathing apparatus. And I know. It
yeah.
really is amazing.
Well, I mean, just think about it. The odds that a 75-year-old would be able to handle himself in that situation?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just remarkable.
And I'll make you a bet. There's a lot of people in this audience that when they're 75, they'd be able to do the same thing because of the habits. Talk about that, the habits that we've developed.
Well, that's true. And that the interesting thing about this to me is that when you look back on the history of physical training, it used to be almost understood, and this was back when the world was perhaps a more physical place than it is now, and I don't mean that in any kind of negative sense at all. I'm just saying it used to be a more physical world. And there used to be times when it was necessary to do something immediate in the physical realm.
Right.
And it, you know, it might not be stopping a knife attack. It might not be decking someone with a punch. But it might be lifting something. John Davis, the world weightlifting champion, Olympic weightlifting champion, he was working in a garage in the late 40s, early 50s. A 3,000-pound truck fell on top of somebody.
Wow.
No one was there. They didn't have a jack. He lifted it up. He saved the man's life.
Wow.
Lifted one end of the truck. You know, I mean, people used to use their bodies.
They used their bodies.
And the interesting thing was the physical culture literature actually said you need to train like this because you never know when it might be necessary
right.
to be in great shape to save your life or someone else's life.
You know, farmers don't do that. They're strong because they're lifting stuff all day long. And we were all basically laborers at some point. You know, when we go back, even just go back 60 years, 50, mm-hmm. 60 years. You know, my father drove a truck. They didn't have high-lows at a lot of the places he was dropping stuff off. So he had a hand truck, and he used to have to take stuff off the truck by hand and roll it into the, you know, to the warehouses. Men and women labored. They worked hard. And so it comes full circle to what we were saying at the beginning of the show. You know, today you got to make it a habit to get in and train because you are losing one of your God-given gifts of strength that would have been something you would have used every day of your life, but you don't anymore because, like me, you sit at a desk, you know, talking to a microphone or type into a computer all day long.
Yeah, you know, the world has really changed in that sense, and physical training is just absolutely critical. If you don't do that, everything starts to go wrong. You know, we talked earlier about, you know, the genetic makeup for strength training. And I'll tell you what, if you've got the genetic makeup for strength training, and many of us do, perhaps all of us, and you don't use it, you're just shutting down a critical part of your DNA. And just think about that. You know, if you shut down part of your DNA, what happens?
Yeah.
You know, Diseases. Yeah.
Can you say disease? Let's do this. I want to take a last commercial break. When we come back,
okay,
let's read a couple questions from listeners. How's that sound?
That sounds good.
All right, stay tuned. You're listening to Physical Culture Radio. By the way, if you like the idea about something that Brooke said earlier, I thought, you know, wow, back in the day when we waited for the magazines to come out, it got us re-motivated every single month. If you like this idea and you have a slightly longer attention span, you can go and you can subscribe and buy the Dinosaur Files Quarterly, and every 3 months get something that will reinvest and excite you. Go to BrooksCubic, KUBIK.com, and check it out. We'll be right back.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
The secret word is carbohydrate. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever dime for your business.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
At RUI-products.com, we offer the most accurately dosed high-quality peptides and research chemicals for all your laboratory needs. RUI-products.com is one of the oldest names in the business. Find out why the scientific community trusts RUI-products.com to provide the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SUPER15 and get 15% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best. RUI-products.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
I like to move it, move it.
Welcome back to Physical Culture Radio. You're going to want to stay tuned for the second hour when we talk about a very, very simple thing you can do if you are suffering from multiple sclerosis to see if this works for you. It seems to be working for a lot of people, a way to completely reverse many of the challenging symptoms of multiple sclerosis. You're not going to believe it, but it's working for so many people. We had to do a show about it. So, Brooks, we have a listener who has asked the question, you're a former bench press champion and record holder. Why don't you write a course about bench pressing?
Well, I did about 25 years ago. It was called the Big Bench Course, and it was sold by Stuart McRobert, and it's now out of print, unfortunately.
Well, that sounds like an opportunity to me.
Well, it perhaps is an opportunity, do an updated, revised course. But here's the deal. I actually did one, and the thing is, I don't sell it. A friend of mine, John Wood, has a members site. It's called the Iron League, www.ironleague.com, or www.theironleague.com. And I'm letting him post it on the members site. So there is a bench press course out there, but it's only available at the Iron League. So that's the answer to that one. Now, will there be another course in the future that I sell? Quite likely. Carl, as you said, it's an opportunity, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Heck, I don't know what your relationship with Roberts is or Woods, but just dust it off and just make it available for $9.95 for a download. That's it.
Yeah, I think we might do it. You know, well, if Superhuman Radio listeners are interested in that, why don't they shoot Carl an email and let's see if people want it.
On air at superhumanradio.com. Okay, the next question says, when you outline a program where the trainee does a 5x5 with one heavy set, what weight do you use on the warm-up sets? If the top set is 100%, what are the percentages for the warm-up sets? You get this question all the time. We've had this question before, I think.
I get this question constantly, and I'm tempted to say, it depends on whether the moon is in Virgo or Pluto, and is Mars in Saturn, because that means you use 39.87% on your first set. And of course I'm kidding. Here's the answer. If you're doing five sets and your top set, let's call it your 100% set, if that's your last set, then why don't you simply do 60%, 70%, 80%, 90%, and then finish with 100%. That works pretty well. Now, if you're doing a really heavy exercise, squats or deadlifts, you may need to start lighter because, if you're working up to, if your 100% is 400 or 500 pounds, you may want to start with a much lighter weight, maybe even 195 pounds, 100, 125, 135. So then your percentages might be 30%, 40%, 50%, 60%, 70%, 80%, 90%, 100%. Now, if someone's counting, they might say, Brooks, that's 8 times 5. It's not 5 times 5.
Right.
Well, right, but guess what? They're warm-up sets, and what really counts are the sets at the end. The warm-up sets are just to prepare you for the sets at the end. So I don't care if you do 5 times 5, 6 times 5, 7 times 5, 8 times 5. It all works, and it's all good. The other thing that I'll note is in my own training, I just use the weights that are easy to load onto the bar. So for, you know, with an Olympic bar with 45-pound plates, I might go 135, 225, 315, 405, just because it's easier to load. And if I need intermediate sets, I might go from 45 to 25 and then another 45. So you might go 135, 185, 225, 275, 315, 365, 405. And what the percentages are, I don't know. It doesn't really matter. Don't stress about the percentages.
I was just
going to
ask you that.
Set.
Does any of this really matter if your final set is 5 reps at your max weight?
It really doesn't matter, other than you don't want to go too heavy on the set before the max, because then you'll tire yourself out. And you don't want to go too light, because then you won't be prepared for the heavy set.
Right.
So you have to know, what do you need to do in the set before the final set? And then you have to think, what do I need to do to get to that set? But other than that, the percentages don't really matter very much.
Okay, this next question is a really, really important one.
Okay.
I'm a young woman. How should I get started in strength training? However you need to. I mean, just get started. Okay, I'm being facetious. Go ahead.
Well, no. I mean, you know, the answer is get started, period. You know, exclamation
yeah.
point. But here's the thing. Women can and should train exactly the same as men. You know, the old days where the guys lifted weights and the women did the Jane Fonda workout with the leg warmers, that, you know, that's ancient history. The old days, you know, the muscle magazines from the 40s show women working out in high heels. You've seen those. I mean, it's,
yep.
it's just comical. You know, no. Women dress the same, wear the same things on their feet, do the same exercises. They may not use the same weight, but you know what? They can train for their body weight just as hard as the men. And, of course, if you're a beginner, you start with a beginner program. You know, whether you're a man or a woman. My book, Chalk and Sweat, which is available at the Dinosaur Training website, has a lot of training programs for beginners. My Dinosaur Training Secrets book, Volume 1 and Volume 3, both talk about training programs and training progression for beginners. They're both available in hard copy at my website, and they're available as Kindle ebooks. If you go looking for Brooks Cubic at my Kindle pages. And if you don't know what book to buy, shoot me an email, info@brookscubic.com, and I'll answer your question.
There you go. Okay, and that is the end of this episode of Physical Culture Radio. Brooks, thank you. We'll see you next week, brother.
Sounds good, Carl.
Okay.
Have a good one.
You too. All right, we're going to take one quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about a very important subject, and that is something that can be done for people who suffer from multiple sclerosis. When you hear it, when you understand it, when you understand that you can actually do it tonight and start feeling its benefits within days and weeks, you're going to wonder why no one told you about it before. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
And a
Metabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Do you want to take tennis lessons? You don't have to wear white or join a country club anymore. Play Your Court sends top-rated instructors to your local court so you can take tennis lessons right in your neighborhood. Visit playyourcourt.com/superhuman to choose an instructor near you and receive $10 off your first lesson or lesson package. If you have questions, call 301-575-6112 and be sure to mention Superhuman Radio to receive your first lesson discount. playyourcourt.com. Finally, a better way to take tennis lessons.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
It's interesting what we consider a reason to get angry.
He's a military strategist on health.
Merck, the pharmaceutical company, killed 55,000 people with Vioxx. They knew that it had a problem, and they sold it to people anyway, and 55,000 plus people died taking Vioxx.
He's Carl Lenore.
Why isn't this current administration going, we need to go to White House Station, New Jersey, where the Merck headquarters is, and send the military in there? We need to bomb Merck, because they killed 55,000 Americans knowing that they were going to kill 55,000 Americans.
On Superhuman Radio.
Where is the outrage about that?
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. We need a couple more minutes before we get Andrew Fletcher on the phone. He's over in the UK and he's en route to where we have to call him. So I'm going to talk a little while, mention a couple things. Of course, first of all, the secret word contest. Don't forget to enter. When you hear the secret word during a commercial break, you simply need to email that secret word into onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered. This week we're giving away two free massages at Massage Envy Spa to two lucky winners. So each winner will receive one massage, and that's worth about $75 each if you're a non-member. And so that's pretty cool. Massage is a fantastic, relaxing thing, and everybody can enjoy a good massage. Also, we want to mention that there's a drawing going on for a year's supply of Only Goodness Inside all-natural, healthy deodorant. We just did a show with Dina Soker about Only Goodness Inside. The stuff is amazing. I use it. Put a drop on my finger, rub it in my underarms. Some days I forget to put it on. My underarms still don't smell. And the truth is that over the months of using it, I noticed that I don't have the same level of body odor coming from my underarms that I used to. So clearly it's doing something more than just getting rid of the stink at that moment. It's doing something else to the skin under my arms, maybe the pH or the type of bacteria or whatever. So that's very cool. You can enter. If you go to superhumanradio.com, we have this big square billboard banner ad that kind of rotates. And if you watch that long enough, you'll see a little banner come up saying enter to win a year's supply of Only Goodness Inside deodorant. You click that, you enter your name and email address, and you enter to win. So that's pretty cool. Let's see, what else do we have going on here? Of course, All-American Pharmaceuticals always giving away some of the All-American EFX products. People are just emailing Dr. Jeff and saying, send me samples. They're not even asking for Carbolin or Crealcolin anymore, and he's sending them all sorts of stuff. So that's at the bottom right-hand side of the website. There's a banner ad that says Ask the Scientist. And when you click that, it's really designed for you to submit questions, but you could just say, hey, send me some free All-American EFX sports samples and make sure you put your address in there so they know how to reach you. And tomorrow is Friday, so we have Casual Friday. We have a lot of great stories to talk about tomorrow, a lot of ridiculous stuff going on today. Here's what I want to do. I'm going to play some music for a minute. And I'm going to try to get Andrew Fletcher back on the phone. Stay tuned. Hold on. Okay, we've got Andrew K. Fletcher on the line with us. How you doing, Andrew?
I'm doing fine, thanks, Carl.
Thank you for being with us today. So, those of within the team here that do research, you know, multiple sclerosis is a big problem today. It's actually on the rise. It seems to strike women more frequently than men, but it does strike men as well. There is no known cure, quote unquote, because the reality is that the medical orthodoxy has no clue on what causes multiple sclerosis. So what they try to do is treat the symptoms, much in the same way they do with Parkinson's disease and fibromyalgia and all these other mysterious diseases. They just try to treat the symptoms, but they really never treat the disease itself. So people are always looking for new opportunities, new ways to mitigate the symptoms in a natural way and maybe even reverse this disease in general. And we've had Dr. Wall on the show. She's written a good book about dealing with multiple sclerosis. So somebody came along some of your information, and when they told me about it, I thought, this sounds really interesting to me because of some other things that I've done research into. And I wanted to have you on the show. So let's start out with allowing you to tell the audience a little bit about yourself and your background. Let's start there.
Yeah, well, that's pretty simple. I have quite a varied background. Heavy mechanical work, mechanical engineering background in the Midlands. Mechanical engineer, understand engines. Very practical guy.
You look at things from a very straightforward approach, right? You don't get
very, very, very hands-on. Yeah, it's I'm great at solving problems.
Okay. So what was the problem you were trying to solve when you discovered this whole inversion bed therapy?
Oh, it's not. I'm going to have to put you right there. It's not an inversion bed therapy. It's inclined bed
I'm
therapy.
Sorry. I'm
completely the opposite to inversion
yes,
therapy.
I'm sorry. Inclined bed therapy. I got my eyes mixed up. There you go.
Correct.
There you go.
Yeah, that's okay. Right. Well, the problem I was trying to solve was how water gets to the top of a tree. Couldn't understand osmosis, Kapir reaction, root pressure as an engineer. Made about as much sense as war and famine. So I thought, well, hang on, let's start afresh and re-examine just the facts. Leave the conjecture out, just the facts. And the facts were that the tree evaporates 98% of all the water that comes through the roots. So evaporated water doesn't contain any heavy substances. There's no sugars and no salts in evaporated water. It's pure water. But the sap contains both.
Mm-hmm.
The leaves produce sugars, and the roots pull in water from the soil, which contains nutrients and minerals. So the massive loss of moisture must concentrate the sap at the top of the tree. So if the sap's denser at the top of the tree, gravity will make sure that that is pulled down to a sink. That sink can be a fruit. It can be a branch or it can be the trunk, but it'll always be downward. But for every action, there has to be an opposing reaction. So if we generate a downflow driven by gravity and evaporation, we inevitably generate a return flow. Now, that return flow is caused by molecular drag. So as the sap flows down, it pulls on all of the molecules behind it, and that flows right the way back down the other side of the vessels, down into the soil water through the roots. So the downflow is not only dragging water up the tree, it's pulling water into the tree as well, because the molecules of water are actually very strong. They bond together very strong. Now, to test this, I strung a 6-millimeter ball loop of tube in Upper Cliff and filled it with water, boiled water to take out any gas, pushed two open ends into two bottles filled with water, added 10 milliliters of colored salt solution to the center of the tube, then hoisted that up the cliff to 24 meters. Well, that was more than twice what the physics say is possible.
Wow.
So the water stands there, hoisted up the cliff to 24 meters, and then the salt solution starts percolating down one side, causing one bottle to slowly overflow and the other bottle to go down, meaning that 10 milliliters of salt solution had lifted thousands of times its own volume. Without a pump.
Wow.
And that was done in front of Forestry Commission scientists and journalists. And no one there disagreed with the theory.
Okay. So now you take this mechanical phenomenon, and
yes.
how do you apply it to humans, and where does the inclined bed therapy come from?
Okay. Well, that was the next step, which was a giant leap, because when I realized what I'd nailed, I thought, my God, we have a non-living physical force here that can make things live. So it must apply to wherever evaporation takes place from an elevated point, and providing that liquid that it's evaporated from, it contains heavy substances like the blood, like cerebrospinal fluid, like lymphatic circulation and lymphatic fluid. Wherever we evaporate water from the top end, we're going to trigger off circulation. We have to. Impossible for it not to work. So I thought, wow, that could be interesting. How could we test this? If it's in the body, then how could we test it? And I thought, well, it's pretty simple, really, because we shouldn't be sleeping flat. horizontal, then all the vessels are running sort of perpendicular to the direction of gravity. Mm-hmm. Now, if we raise the bed up a little bit at the head end, gravity can then assist the circulation. It was just a guess. Nothing should have happened, according to the literature. But within 4 weeks, her varicose spine had gone flat. And a nurse who also joined the experiment, her vein went flat. And that told me that we'd applied tension and lowered the pressure in the veins. That fitted exactly with that experiment at Brixham.
Wow.
And I thought, wow, I've got something really, really interesting here. And then what the next stage was to get my mother, because my mother had varicose veins, and 4 weeks went past, because that's all it took was 4 weeks. 4 weeks went past, and my mum was on the phone, and she said, "What's the bed all about?" I said, "Well, I've spent ages telling you about it, Mum." She said, "Well, tell me again." I said, "You've got something to tell me about your varicose veins, haven't you?" She said, "Oh, yeah, they've improved." She says, "But I'm calling you to say I'm wriggling my toes, moving my ankle on my left foot."
Wait. Say that again. She's what?
She's wriggling her toes and moving the ankle on the left foot.
And she couldn't
moving
do
her toes.
She couldn't do that before.
No, not for 10 years.
Oh my gosh!
So I thought, wow, we're not just looking at blood circulation here. Let's have a study about how the nervous system works. Because believe me, I had very limited knowledge back in those days of the human physiology. I was just looking at it as from the point of view as how an engine works.
Right.
And it all started to make sense because we evaporate water from our lungs, from our sinuses,
but our heads too, like the tree, just like a tree,
yes.
We give off the majority of our heat in our head. So we evaporate
yes.
most of the water through our scalp. That's why your mother used to say, keep a hat on in the wintertime, you stay warmer, because most of the heat escapes through your head.
That's right. That's exactly right. Well, there was a guy called Professor Michel Cabanac, and he had an experiment where he got a guy, or got several guys on an exercise cycle exercising, and he showed normal blood flow by placing a Doppler probe where the eye meets the nose, showed normal blood flow from the skin back through the brain. He then gets them to overheat themselves, and now the blood flow is in the opposite direction against the pressure of the heart. So blood is now flowing back from the skin through the brain.
Wow. This is amazing.
A theory was developed around that called the radiator theory, and the logic that they come up with was that, and this was a lady called Dean Falk, Professor Falk, that the brain decided to cool itself down, so has diverted the blood flow.
Right.
But there are no valves, so there is no way that the brain can decide which way the blood flows.
But by inverting, you can help it. Here's what I'd like to do. I want to take a
commercial. Not inverting, inclining.
I keep saying inverted. I apologize. Inclining. I want to take a break. When we come back, I want to start talking about some of the people who are using this therapy specifically to cope with multiple sclerosis, because this is a really, really exciting discussion. We're talking right now with Andrew K. Fletcher. I promise you this interview is going to get really, really exciting. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains.
Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out getds.com.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds, and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at Wise Choice Medicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. You know, we live in a world today where people do not get recuperative, reparative sleep any longer. Most people can barely sleep. And if they do sleep, it's fragmented. We know that fragmented sleep leads to diseases like multiple sclerosis and Parkinson's disease. So while we're talking about multiple sclerosis, know this, that incline bed therapy can work for everybody and anybody out there to improve your overall health. Okay? So keep that in the back of your mind. But here's what I want to start off with, Andrew, please. Talk about some of the results that has been seen with incline bed therapy with people who have had diagnosed well-established long-term multiple sclerosis.
Well, that's a very interesting topic, because what happened to my mother's foot led me to look into how the nervous system worked, and logically the first step was to look for a neurological illness, and they came across multiple sclerosis. Mm-hmm. And the very first guy that tried it was a guy called Roger Kirk. Roger was an engineering guy the same as myself, so he understood the theory, tilted his bed, and we started to get reports back. Increased sensitivity in his feet, bowel and bladder control started to function normally, hair loss stopped, he was losing clumps of hair in the shower, that stopped, and Roger was about the worst case of MS that I have seen in 20 years. But Roger came with me to convince a group of people at King's Stainton, that's right, King's Stainton. They had a community centre there, and there was a meeting there, and we were invited in. And there were quite a lot of people in there listening. Some were listening to what we were saying. The majority of people were going about the business as usual. But a small group of people decided to try the sloping bed, people with multiple sclerosis. And this was the first pilot study into MS. And the results were absolutely incredible. We had people throwing away walking sticks, had people getting out of wheelchairs.
In what period of time, Andrew, that do they start to notice the changes?
Well, some it has been from sort of within the first week, first 2 weeks. Others have a rough time in the first few weeks. So it can be up to 3 months, depending on the severity of the condition. The study was incredible. Two ophthalmologists wrote to me within a month of each other, one from Tynmouth, one from Paignton, and the message was clear. It says, could you tell me how putting a couple of blocks of wood under someone's bed could restore the sight? And both of these patients were registered blind through optic nerve damage, and both regained the sight. And one lady was actually able to complete an open university degree on a computer screen where she could barely make out the outer edge when we started, and she could legally drive a vehicle on the road without wearing glasses. So the results were fantastic. And then a charity, it was called the Multiple Sclerosis Resource Centre from Essex, John and Jean Simpkins came down and compiled a report called the Raised Bed Survey, which can be found on my website.
Let me give the website, but I apologize. I should have given it earlier. It's inclinedbedtherapy.com. Inclinedbedtherapy.com. It's a repository for all the information, all of the testimonials, everything that we're talking about here. You can do more research and learn more about at inclinedbedtherapy.com. I'm sorry about that, Andrew. Good. I apologize for the interview. Good.
That's okay. Well, the raised bed survey will be under my research tab. Under multiple sclerosis research. But the results were phenomenal. Lots of promises were made by the charities. You know, we were going to conduct studies and conduct it on a wider scale. But alas, you know, I'm here on my own, doing my own research with no help from anyone. And it's been that way for 20 years. But the results are in there that, you know, the guy that did the report was overwhelmed. He said, this is the first time in my career I've seen something that has an actual effect on MS.
And what, you know, and what's startling to me is multiple sclerosis is on the rise, and it has no known treatment other than, you know, they put these poor women on multiple different pharmaceutical drugs that just kind of numb them out to life and get them to stop complaining, and that's all they do. It's startling to me when I started digging around your website and reading this and looking at some of the videos, which another one we're going to talk about after the break. I want to talk about John Cann. But I don't understand why this is not being adopted, if not by those who treat multiple sclerosis, doctors by and large, why they are not making this suggestion. Because we're going to tell people a little bit later in the show how simple it is to set up their bed for this. It'll literally take, if you have the right stuff, it'll take 15, 20 minutes and you're ready to rock and you can start taking advantage of this tonight, immediately. But this is one of those things where it boggles my mind why more, it's non-invasive, it can't hurt you, it's simple to do, it costs nothing if you have some spare wood laying around the house. I don't understand why more people aren't talking about this. So, Andrew, I want to take a break. When we come back, let's talk about John Cann, okay?
Okay.
All right, sit tight. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today. Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink NutraCafe. NutraCafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. NutraCafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the NutraCafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one NutraCafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
The secret word is carbohydrate. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest Bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Andrew K. Fletcher about Incline Bed Therapy. The website is inclined with a D, bedtherapy.com. It's a great resource. I'm telling you, folks, tonight, I was waiting for this interview to do it, but I have already planned on inclining my bed tonight. Moving forward, because at 57 years old, I train hard. I have problems sleeping now. I have some lumbar spine compressions. obviously from heavy squatting and heavy deadlifting, but still, I am starting to go down that path that a lot of people just chalk up to old age. But what if it's not exclusively old age, and what if there's something that we can do to actually ease this situation? If it works for people who have these, that are ravaged from these types of diseases, what could it do for a person who's moderately to very healthy? Think about it. So let's talk about John Kann, please. Tell John Kann's story.
Well, it all started from the MS trials, because doctors were saying, well, multiple sclerosis is a little bit hit and miss. They can have relapses and go into a remitting stage. But the people I were helping with had predominantly progressive MS. So I said, okay, what if it would work with a person with spinal cord injury? And the first two people with spinal cord injury was John Kann and Julian Bousted, and their results were absolutely incredible. Regain of bowel control, bladder control, sensitivity below the injury site. That was 2 years post-injury. And then managed to get in touch with a guy called John Kann. And John Kann had been paralyzed for 11 years. 11 years. And he was filmed on Carlton television getting out of his wheelchair and walking between two parallel bars. His knees were moving correctly. His feet were coming off the ground. You could see his feet moving correctly. And I remember the reporter saying, Tim Iredale was the reporter, he said, this is one of those days, he says, you'll remember where you are for the rest of your life. He said, it's been a pleasure watching you work with these people. And, John Kann made tremendous progress. Alas, John's not with us anymore. He developed a problem with his stomach caused through drugs. And I think it led to a bleed in his stomach, which unfortunately led to his demise. But what we saw with John was amazing, and if it was just John Kann and Julian Bousted and John Mason, but it's not. There are many, many more people that have been benefiting from this simple intervention.
So, if you had to sum up what you think the real crux of what is happening when we sleep in an incline has beneficial effects on our physiology, what would you say it is?
It's circulation. Without circulation, we're dust and bones. You know, circulation is the most important thing in the body. If we understand circulation, then we begin to question our posture daily. So if we can maintain the circulation, we maintain our immune system, we maintain the cells. I heard you mention weightlifting and the suffering, the after effects of weightlifting. My son does weightlifting. He said to me, Daddy, said my DOMS, you know what DOMS
delayed onset muscle soreness, right, yeah.
Yeah, it's virtually non-existent when I go down the gym, you know, and people are all complaining about how much they're aching, and he said, I'm not getting that. Where is that? I've also experienced that myself. On a flatbed, and incidentally, the flatbed, who designed it? Who was the person that said the human race should sleep on a horizontal bed? What was the logic behind it?
I know.
Did that person have any qualifications? Was he more likely to be a chippy, a carpenter? Or would he have been a surgeon and physiologist? Obviously, he's going to be a man with a screwdriver and a saw.
Right.
And, you know, no qualifications or understanding anything about human physiology, and yet we all sleep on flatbeds.
Isn't that amazing? And we don't even question it. Why, you know, we just assume that that's the way we should sleep, that laying flat.
Yeah, well, most of us will die in our sleep. It's estimated it's about 3:30, 4 a.m. in the morning that a lot of people will pass away.
Well, and okay, so let's talk about that. So we just did a show recently talking about snoring and obstructive sleep apnea, which is now rampant in the world today. And there's a lot of speculation on the reasons, but one of the things that helps people with obstructive sleep apnea, also, interestingly enough, a large number of people who have obstructive sleep apnea also suffer from GERD, esophageal reflux disorder.
Yes.
One of the things that helps both of those is to sleep on an incline.
Yes, yes. But alas, they only look at those symptoms that they're looking at the start of tilting the bed. Nobody's paying any attention to what else is going on in the body. A GERD is easy to understand because it keeps the stomach acids down in in the gut.
Right.
But as you say, sleep apnea, I've had reports that sleep apnea is no longer a problem. Snoring, I've saved thousands and thousands of marriages.
Yeah.
Snoring stops.
Well, it's an epidemic. And Andrew, I've said this just the other day. My father was 84 when he passed away. I never remember him snoring. He used to puff. His lips would go, that's it. My grandfather, Valerio, died when he was 94. He never snored. Today, everybody I know, including me, we snore like railroad trains. And something's going on here that our airways are being narrowed through swelling and edema. There's also nervous system complications that I believe play a role in. You lose the tone in the palate and it collapses. You lose the tone in the jaw muscles and they fall back. These things are going on as a result of something in our environment. This is not because the doctors like say, well, more people are living longer. Baloney. We've always lived to 80, 90, and 100 years old. No one's 150 today. This has nothing to do with living longer. There's something going on here. Now, maybe you've discovered some aspect of how we can handle this. Maybe there is an answer. Not only from the standpoint of this could improve circulation, improve cooling of the brain, improve heart function at night, because don't forget, people fail to realize, I wear a heart rate monitor at night. Your heart rate goes up and down at night as you dream. There are points in the night where you could go up to 86. My peak heart rate at night usually happens an hour and a half after I fall asleep. It'll go all the way up to 86 beats a minute. But then the low, which happens later on in the evening towards the morning, usually around 2 a.m., 3 a.m., 4 a.m., goes all the way down to 48 beats a minute. Your heart is busy at night while you're sleeping. Imagine if you're making the job easier for it by sleeping on an incline.
Yes. I did some experiments, which was fascinating, on heartbeat and respiration rate. I have a couple of sleeping dogs, bull terriers, and I slept. I measured the heart rate and respiration rate against a minute watch, and I found that their heart rate on an inclined bed, when they were propped up sleeping, decreased by 10 to 12 beats per minute. The respiration rate decreased by 4 to 5 breaths per minute. When I measured my son sleeping and my wife sleeping, theirs decreased by exactly the same numbers, and so did my own when my own was measured.
If
the heart rate is decreasing and the respiration rate is decreasing, the only logical explanation for that is that the lungs are inflating more and deflating more, which means you get more oxygen, which takes a little longer, and the heart is filling up more and emptying more, which again takes a little longer. So although we've slowed down the amount of beats and the amount of breathing we do, we've actually increased the circulation and increased the oxygen sats. Now, to test this, we were in a hospital in Derryford, and my son had come out of surgery, and when I went down to the recovery room, he was head down and feet up. And I said, "Why have you got my son like this?" She said, "Well, it's in case he's going to be sick." I said, "Have you ever considered you might be making him sick, having him head down and feet up?"
Mm-hmm.
And she said, "Well, I haven't really." And I said, "Well, if you do as I say and raise his bed 6 inches at the head end, what you'll see is an increase in his oxygen sats. You'll see a decrease in his heart rate and a decrease in his respiration rate by 10 to 12 beats per minute at the heart, 4 to 5 breaths per minute at the lungs, and he will wake up very, very quickly." She said, "Well, he should be under for about 20 minutes now." Tilted the bed, the sats went exactly as I said. His heart rate decreased, his respiration rate decreased, and he woke up instantly.
This is amazing. This is amazing.
Well, the nurse was running and doing backflips. She's saying, "My God, your husband's a genius." She said, "You know, that alone in the recovery room could save the NHS so much time and so much complications, and yet they're probably still doing the same as before."
I know. I want to take our last commercial break, Andrew, and then I'm going to let you explain to people how they can set their own bed up, and they can do it tonight while they're listening to the show. You can actually set your bed up and start experiencing the benefits of inclined bed therapy yourself. I know I can't wait to go to bed tonight. I'm not kidding. And this is a show that everybody should listen to and pass around to everybody you know. This is a must-hear episode. The website is inclinedbedtherapy.com. Go there, check it out. We'll be right back.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
The secret word is carbohydrate. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
At RUI-products.com, we offer the most accurately dosed high-quality peptides and research chemicals for all your laboratory needs. RUI-products.com is one of the oldest names in the business. Find out why the scientific community trusts RUI-products.com to provide the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SUPER15 and get 15% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best. RUI-products.com. Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth. It dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We're talking with Andrew K. Fletcher. His website is inclinedbedtherapy.com. Now, make no mistake, Andrew is not trying to sell you one of these new beds that you see on TV that are thousands of dollars where you could press a button and raise this and lower that. We're talking about a very, very small amount of inclination that you can do yourself with the right tools and some sturdy wood. So you're talking about just raising the headboard of the bed 6 inches, right?
Yeah, the whole frame has to be tilted so that it slopes down from head to toe. The angle is about 5 degrees. Obviously, some beds are longer than others, so minor adjustments, you know, some beds will need to be raised 7 or 8 inches depending on the length of bed. But for a standard UK bed, which is about 6'4", 6'5", then a 6-inch incline. And incidentally, the same angle was found on the ancient Egyptian beds, which had been buried in the tombs for 5,000 years. So the ancient Egyptians were sleeping inclined too.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, is there any benefit to getting a little more inclination? If I, you know, if somebody says, well, I think I'm going to go ahead and get it up a couple extra degrees and I'll use a 7 or 8 inch pitch. Is there any benefit to that or no benefit?
Well, I've had reports back to say yes, but I've had reports back and say no. The trade-off, of course, is comfort. So the reason I arrived at the 5 degree angle was I had a loop of tubing filled with water, which I stretched down the length of the bed, added some colored salt solution, and then the salt solution flowed down and then the return flow was observed when I got to 6-inch incline. If I went down to, say, 4-inch incline, then the circulation occurred only in one side of the loop of tubing. In other words, the salts ran down one side and the fresh water ran back up the same side over the top.
Oh.
So two-directional flow in one side, which didn't represent the arterial and venous return flow.
So in order to do this properly at home, what should someone use to measure the level of inclination?
Well, you could use books, especially medical books, the thick ones, because those will all have to be rewritten anyway, and it's a shame to waste all the paper. You could use bricks, or you could use blocks of wood, have blocks of wood sawn up, or you can buy on eBay, I think, and other outlets like Amazon. There are bed raisers, which come in a pack of four, and these are designed to raise the whole bed up, so you can use two of those at the head end, and those seem to work fine. And then you have two spares that fit inside each other, which you can take on holiday with you. And that's the key, is to keep it continuous, not to go, you know, I was visiting someone else the other day and I was sleeping flat. But the idea of the sloping bed is to maintain that incline.
You know, I was just thinking, when we were children in school, we used to have a compass ruler. So it was a half of a circle and a flat side. And
yeah, protractor.
Protractor, thank you. So you get a protractor and you use that along the bed rail itself. You level it with the top of the bed rail. And then you have a string hanging at zero. And then you tilt the bed until the string crosses the 5 degree mark and you're done.
You could do that, or in today's modern world, you can download an app called an inclinometer. It fits on your mobile phone. You drop your mobile phone on the bed frame and it tells you the angle you're at.
That's even better. That's more fun.
Yes. Yes.
The app is easier to get nowadays than the compass.
Yes. Yes, quite. Yeah. And it doesn't cost anything.
Yeah. You were going to say something. I interrupted you, Andrew.
I forgot what I was going to say.
That's okay.
Yeah. All we're doing is trying it out, but the most important thing for me is feedback. You know, we desperately need more feedback, and the more feedback we get, the more embarrassing it's going to be for the medical profession to ignore this any longer.
So you want my audience to try it and then reach out to you on your website?
Yes, and migraines are going to be a thing of the past.
Really?
Yes.
What other conditions have you seen resolved using inclined bed therapy? We've talked about multiple sclerosis and things like that. What about Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's disease? What about these things?
Well, Parkinson's disease, when a person has Parkinson's, first thing in the morning they can wake up completely paralyzed. They rely on a partner to slip the legs over the bed, sit them up. They come round a little bit more, get them standing up. They come round a little bit more. By the end of the day, they lose the Parkinson's shuffle and they're walking around like you and I, and then they go back to bed and the cycle continues. So logically, we tilted a guy's bed with Parkinson's, and within a few weeks, he'd gone out for a drive in his car. Now, this was a man who had an attention span of about a minute before he'd fallen into it like a sleeping state.
Right.
He could barely walk. He had severe swelling, so he had severe edema. And within a few weeks, the only edema had gone. His clothes literally fell off him. He'd lost that much weight. But interestingly enough with Parkinson's is if you increase the L-DOPA, which is the levodopamine, then you can develop erratic behavior. That
right.
is what was happening with this gentleman. He was getting uncontrollable erratic behavior. So his medication was reduced by 50% and he calmed down. And then a week or so later, he developed the same erratic behavior and his medication was decreased again. Now, this guy lost the Parkinson shuffle. He was walking with normal gait. He'd walk down to the schools to see his granddaughter playing. You know, massive, massive changes. Alzheimer's, again, not really tested Alzheimer's, but during the first pilot study with MS, had some reports back saying the short-term memory problem was easing. A lady from Tynmouth, she was... Well, she said that I could walk to the door and I would forget what I was trying to do when I got to the door, and no way could I ever recall that. She said, but now I still forget. She says, but just a second or two, and she said, I can recall what I wanted
wow.
to do.
Wow.
So that's incredible too. Fertility, a member of the family was having trouble conceiving. She'd had in vitro fertilization, failed. She'd spent a lot of money. I said, tilt the bed. She said, that's not going to do anything. I said, well, we don't know unless you tilt the bed. She conceived two children naturally with no IVF.
Wow. So we may be causing problems for ourselves by our penchant to lay flat when we sleep. And what you've really discovered is that we are mismatched for that posture for sleeping.
Yes. If we study the animal kingdom, all the messages are there. You know, if you see cattle and sheep in a field and if there's a hillside, if they're lying down, they'll all be on the hillside and they'll all be facing uphill. Nobody's paying any attention. You know, if we watch a gorilla sleeping, he'll sleep sitting up a tree on a slope, sitting against a tree. Chimps and other monkeys, primates, they'll all be in the trees. The branches are not flat.
Right. Interesting. This is interesting.
Well,
I just can't get over the fact that so many people, more people should be talking about this. You know, my fear is that, and I don't think it's a conspiracy, but I don't think people believe it works. That's why I need people in the audience to try it. I'm going to try it tonight, and I'm going to be sleeping like this from now on to see what happens. But I want people to reach out, go to the website, inclinedbedtherapy.com, and let's give feedback to Andrew so that we can get a greater degree of gravity looking into this so that, as Andrew puts it, the medical orthodoxy won't be able to ignore it any longer. I mean, this is really interesting. Very, very. Andrew, I want to thank you so much for taking time to be on the show today.
Thank you for having me on the show, Carl. It's been a pleasure.
Take care. All right, so we have to thank Andrew K. Fletcher, of course. His website is inclinedbedtherapy.com. Go there and learn more. Incline your own bed tonight. Try it. Of course, also thanks to Brooks Kubik for Physical Culture Radio. His website is brookskubik.com, K-U-B-I-K. And you can go to amazon.com and buy one of his Kindle ebooks immediately and be recognizing the gratification of training harder in the gym by tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday, which means we have Casual Friday. Hope you have time to tune in for that show tomorrow. It'll be great. I'll be in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. When we are looking at nutritional idiocies that abound in today's society. And thank you for listening today, and we'll see you tomorrow.